Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on MLB Central, your host Benson Section and Will Macron will discuss many topics, including Mattis, Trio drives Cardinals past Phillies, Fernandez faces hitters for the first time in his team, Ringo, too good not to be an all-star, cast your all-star ballot online and mobile, Justice, Astros playing confident, it's extending ball, and more. Our fans, you too can be a part of the show if you call at 516-666-990 or into our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLB Central. On this day in baseball history, 1988, Reds manager Pete Rose will be suspended for 30 days and fined $10,000 for pushing David Pallone after the umpire makes a delay call that allows the eventual winning run to score in the team's 6-5 loss to the Mets at Riverfront Stadium. A Cincinnati skipper shoves the first base on twice after claiming he was poked in the face and charged to arbitrator denies, and one never substantiated by Major League Baseball. The baseball joke of the day. A book never written, How to Be a Better Baseball Player by Ben Schwarmer. Now time for the random player of the day. Will, you ready?
Yep.
All right. His positions are right fielder and first baseman. He bats left, serves left, height 5 feet 10, weight 200 pounds. Born October 14th, 1987 in Buckeye, Arizona. Buckeye High School. Schools, Arizona State University, Yaya Pai College. Drafted by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in the 8th round of the 2010 amateur draft. Signed July 1st, 2010. Debut, May 22nd, 2012, versus Oakland. 0 at-bats, 0 hits, 0 home runs, 0 RBIs, 0 stolen bases. Rookie status, exceeded rookie limits during 2013 season. Team, Angels 2012 to 2015. 2015 contract status, signed through 2015, 1 year, $538,000. Service time, 1.13. Arbitration eligible, 2017. Free agent, 2020, and his number is 56, plays for the Los Angeles Angels. Will, do you have any guesses?
Cole Calhoun.
That is correct. All right, Ben. So, again, you're now down 3-0 with the random player of the day. So we're going to head right into what we usually do on our Thursday show. We're going to go through the playoffs. Now, I have mine from me. I don't know if Will has his in front of him, but I'll give him the what we're doing and what the whole tiebreaker was Boston and Tampa Bay, and then they'll come to the So first thing, first of all, for the second wild card in the American League, who do you have winning Boston Tampa Bay?
What?
For the tiebreaker for the second wild card in the American League, who do you have winning, Boston, Red Sox, or Tampa Bay Rays?
I would have to have the Boston Red Sox on that one. I mean, they're a very strong and powerful team.
So now that we have that established, same with me here. We have the Kansas City Royals playing the Boston Red Sox in the American League wild card. Who do you have winning that?
The Kansas City Royals.
Man, I'm right with you there. I mean, I think it's going to be close, but in the end, the Royals will pull it out just like we pulled out that amazing wild card win last year. So now that we have that established, we have the Detroit Tigers going up against the Kansas City Royals. Who do you have in that?
I think that will be probably one of the best playoff series we'll ever see, but I think, I mean, the Royals had the magic powers last year. I think they can do it again this year and beat the Tigers.
Not so fast, okay? The Tigers are much better chemistry-wise team this year than they were last year. They have pitching depth. They have new guys like Shane Green and Alfredo Simon. Revamped everything in Detroit. They are a great team this year. They're playing great right now. And it's not even going to be close in that series. Detroit will win maybe in a sweep. So we disagree on that one, but we're going to move down to the Houston Astros versus the New York Yankees.
For my prediction on that one, I don't think at the beginning of the season we would be looking and seeing that matchup, but I think how the Yankees have been playing this year, I would have to take them in that game.
Wait, can you say that again? Because it wasn't clear what team you did pick for the game.
I picked the New York Yankees.
I'm right with you there. I think it's going to be a close year. I mean, it's crazy that they're right there where they are right now. I mean, if the season ended today, it would happen, and we were picking, so the Yankees would win that. So now in the American League CS, we have two differing picks. You have the Kansas City Royals playing the New York Yankees, and I have the Detroit Tigers playing the New York Yankees. All right, so Will, so you'll go first, Kansas City or New York?
I would have to have Kansas City Royals on that one, going back to the World Series for their second year in a row.
So the Tigers going up against the Yankees. I think this is going to be the best series so far in the playoffs that we've done in the prediction show. And I just think the Tigers are a better team, and overall they will win this game, but it's going to go to seven, which will be so exciting. So you have the Kansas City Royals representing the American League, and I have the Detroit Tigers representing the American League. So the Tigers came out of the wild card. And, I mean, the Royals came out of the wild card for you, and the Tigers came out of the one seed for me. So now we're moving to the National League wild card. We have the Chicago Cubs going up against our Pittsburgh Pirates. Who do you have in that game?
My heart tells me the Pirates, but my gut tells me the Cubs, and I hate to do this, but I just think these past couple series, I mean, overall, the Cubs have had our number, so I would have to have them winning that game.
I mean, I'm having the Cubs winning this game, but I think it's going to be extremely close. I'm not saying like last year's massacre with the Giants. I think it's going to be close, but my heart tells me the Pirates. I'll be rooting for the Pirates if this series happens. But as you said, my gut tells me the Cubs. So now we have the New York Mets going up against the Chicago Cubs. Who do you have here?
Mets Cubs?
Yes.
I think the Cubs are going to have to win that series. I mean, Mets have showed us that they're a strong title contender the whole month of April. But, I mean, I just think something's going to spark with the Cubs midseason. I think they're just going to roll down deep into the playoffs.
Not so fast here. The New York Mets will win this. They've proven themselves so far. And it's going to be close this series. Probably go to game four. Go to at least game four. Hopefully game five. Be a great series. But the Mets will win in the end, in my mind. So then we have the usual matchup we see every year. I mean, the St. Louis Cardinals going up against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, I mean, this was a rematch of a series last year. But I just have to think that even though they lost Wainwright, they lost Wainwright, and the Dodgers are not always very impressive in the postseason, I have to have the Cardinals.
I see where you're going here, but Wainwright's been the guy in the playoffs for the Cardinals, right? So
yeah.
We see him out for the rest of the year, and then we see the Dodgers, and even though they haven't had recent success in the playoffs, this year they're better built for the playoffs because they have the chemistry, not just the talent. So see what you're saying with Cardinals, and they're always right in this position. But I don't think the series is going to be even close. Dodgers in a sweep. All right, so now we have two different National Championship Series, completely different. Yours is the St. Louis Cardinals versus the Chicago Cubs, which is a great rivalry, which I'd love to see if the Pirates weren't obviously there. And I have the Mets going up against the Dodgers, which is a big city matchup. So two great NLCS potential matchups. Who do you have, Cubs, Cardinals?
Well, I mean, this is a rivalry game, and I think this is like the prime time matchup for the National League. But I would have to have the Chicago Cubs going to the World Series for the first time in however many years, beating the St. Louis Cardinals.
All right, so for my Mets-Dodgers, I think the Dodgers are going to be a little bit like the Royals last year. They're not going to lose a game before going to the World Series. They will sweep the Mets, and they will go on to play the Detroit Tigers in the World Series. So now we have two completely different World Series matchups. You have the Kansas City Royals going up against the Chicago Cubs. So a little bit of an unprecedented matchup that you see here compared to my Tigers-Dodgers. So who do you see winning this Royals-Cubs series?
The Royals, and they're going to beat them 4-0 and just absolutely destroy them.
All right, so my choice is Detroit Dodgers. Now, I mean, the Royals last year, as you said, they didn't lose a game before going to the World Series. My Dodgers aren't going to, but they are going to lose a couple games. This series is going to go to at least six, maybe seven games, with the Dodgers winning in the end, unlike last year's Royals. So, Will, after we've done the whole thing, what do you think is going to be your closest playoff series the whole entire way throughout?
I would have to think the Kansas City Royals against the Detroit Tigers. I mean, two very powerful ball clubs, and I think it would just be our privilege to see them go head-to-head in the playoffs.
I think it would be the Detroit Tigers going up against the New York Yankees. I mean, we've seen that series a lot, and it's a great rivalry. I mean, I'd love to see it. It will be close, go to five games, if that does happen. But, I mean, I just see what I see here, and I see the Tigers and the Yankees. Now, since the All-Star ballots have came out just recently, we are going to be doing the All-Star balloting until the All-Star game. So, Will, we're going to start with the American League first baseman. Who do you have penciled in there as of right now?
Kind of put me on the spot here, but I would have to go with probably Mark Teixeira. I mean, he had a pretty killer week a week or two ago, and I just think he's going to continue to hit and we'll end up on the All-Star team.
I mean, I have four guys in my mind. I have Miguel Cabrera, Mark Teixeira, Eric Hosmer, and Prince Fielder. I'm going with Teixeira here. I mean, it's close, but overall, Teixeira is going to make it as a starting first baseman in the American League. Now let's go to National League first baseman. And Will, you're up.
National League first baseman?
Correct.
Adrian Gonzalez. I mean, he's just been a complete savage these first couple weeks. I think if he hits half as good as he will, he'll be riding down the red carpet parade in Cincy by mid-July.
I have four people, Adrian Gonzalez, Paul Goldschmidt, Anthony Rizzo, and Ryan Zimmerman. I mean, it's close again. I just have to go with Adrian Gonzalez of the Los Angeles Dodgers, just like just with the same so far. We have Tex and Adrian Gonzalez going for the American National League. Now time for second baseman. American League second baseman, Will, you are up.
You can go first. I want to see what you say on this one.
I mean, I have my guys that I have. I mean, Jose Altuve is doing great. Devin Travis, a new stud for the Toronto Blue Jays, has been doing outstanding. Six home runs, 19 RBIs, batting .342. I mean, this is probably the closest one that I've had to five between. I only have two people, Jose Altuve and Devin Travis. But overall, Jose Altuve is more of a threat, even though he doesn't have the bigger numbers. He's batting .355, two home runs, 15 RBIs, eight stolen bases. And then we see Devin Travis, .342, six home runs, 19 RBIs, one stolen base. Overall, Jose Altuve, I think, in my mind, is the better second baseman.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I mean, Jose Altuve, I mean, when is he going to stop? I mean, he just gets every single hit, it seems like there is, and I think he'll also be making the trip to Cincinnati from Houston by midsummer.
I mean, the National League second baseman is just as hard for me. I have my two guys, again, Dee Gordon and Howie Kendrick. Dee Gordon is an amazing player. He's batting .409. No home runs, 11 ribbies, and 8 stolen bases. And then we have Howie Kendrick, who is doing outstanding things right now. He is batting .295, 3 home runs, 14 RBIs, 2 stolen bases, and 78 at-bats. I'm going Gordon here, going to Cincinnati, too.
I have, who was it? Dee Gordon in this one. I mean, he's just a very smart and just a great player, leading the league in average in the young season, batting .409. And you have to think, he has 11 RBIs, and for a man that bats leadoff, that's not too shabby to start out the season. So he's my pick.
Now we're moving to American shortstop. And I'm going to have to go with another close one this year. Jose Iglesias is one of my guys. Jeff Lowry, Mark Semien, and Elvis Andrus. I'm going to have to go with Jose Iglesias to represent the American League shortstop.
I might have to agree with you on that one. I mean, I don't think he's really been known for his offensive numbers, more of a defensive guy, but he's surely shown that he can hit a lot of base hits this year.
Now moving to the National League shortstops, I mean, I have my guys like Freddie Galvis, Jared Kuzar, Adany Hecheverria, Jimmy Rollins, all these great players who are well-deserving of going to Cincinnati. Now, this is really tough for me right now, so I'm going to have you take over right now and tell me who you think is going to go for shortstop for the National League.
I'm going to have to go down with my homie, Adany Hecheverria, batting .321 with two balls over the fence and 16 RBIs. I mean, this guy has really just been hitting the big fly here, and I just think he will be making the trip.
I mean, after reconsidering everything, there are still a lot of great guys on this. I mean, I'm right now struggling between Zach Tozar and your Adany Hecheverria. It's really tough for me right now, but in the end, along just like you, Adany Hecheverria will be making the trip to Cincinnati. All right, now time for American League third baseman. Now, as I mean, I still have a lot of guys that I like here, including Mike Mustakas, because he's batting .353 right now, which is outstanding. I have Josh Donaldson. He has 5 long balls leading and home runs right there. You also have Josh Donaldson, 16 ribbies. Manny Machado, 3 stolen bases, which is high this early in the season. And then you also have Adrian Beltre. So all these guys you consider Mike Mustakas, Josh Donaldson, Manny Machado. But this, in my mind, isn't close. Josh Donaldson, we'll say blowout so far, is going to be representing the Blue Jays in Cincinnati.
Not so fast, Benson. Miguel Capivara, you're going to Cincinnati.
All right. So now for the National third baseman, I have Jeremy Lamb of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Todd Frazier, who would be representing the Cincinnati Reds, the Cincinnati hometown favorite. Should be nice to see. But in my mind, there are 3 guys that I can narrow it down to. Jeremy Lamb, Todd Frazier, and Matt Carpenter. Frazier, hometown favorite, he will get the majority of the votes. I mean, he doesn't have to go anywhere. You're staying in Cincinnati.
I'm going to have to go with Todd Frazier on that one. I mean, I think it'll definitely be close, but Todd Frazier, he's just, and I think he's one of the most more underrated players of the league, but he's shown a lot of teams that he's very deserving of an all-star spot.
Now, I feel like I have 3 players for American League catcher. I have Steven Vogt, Russell Martin, and Salvador Perez. But in my mind, it's not close. Steven Vogt of the A's, if you've seen his number, he's batting .348, 4 homers, 15 ribbies. That's upstanding. We'll see you in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, where did this guy come from? I mean, he's just really, I mean, he only had 9 home runs and 35 RBIs in the 2014 campaign with his team, now the Oakland Athletics. And right now, he's a month and a half away from reaching, and he's batting .348. I mean, this guy has really just been an animal these first couple weeks. I think he'll be making it to Great American Ballpark.
All right, so for a National League catcher, I have 4 guys I like. A.J. Pierzynski of the Braves, Miguel Montero of the Cubs, Ben Mesoraco, hometown favorite of the Reds, and Derek Norris, former Athletics catcher, now catching for different team. So we have these guys. But AJ Pearson's got the 422 batting average. I just can't pass that up. See you in Cincinnati.
Or is this National League pitcher?
This is National League catcher, correct.
Pitcher or catcher?
Catcher.
Okay. Hold on a second. I am going to go with, drum roll please.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's go Francisco Cervelli. I think he's going to turn it on, and he's going to go off.
I have two guys for the designated hitter, obviously representing the American League. Those guys, in my mind, are Nelson Cruz of the Mariners and Kendrys Morales of the Royals. Nelson Cruz's numbers are just too good to pass up on. See you in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, Nelson Cruz, he's just a complete animal. I mean, 10 home runs already in a ballpark that isn't too friendly to them. I think he's definitely going to make it.
Now we have the outfield. We're picking three guys in this, so it is tough for me to, like, narrow down to just three outfielders. Right now I have, like, Adam Jones, J.D. Mertesmick, Josh Reddick, Hanley Ramirez. I mean, we're not used to seeing him in the outfield, but he is an outfielder. We also have the wonderful story of J.D. Martinez, the usual Jose Bautista getting in there. I mean, there's just no front runners, like, to get anything. But, I mean, if you see Hanley's numbers, he's been 293, 10 bombs, 22 RBIs. Those are outstanding numbers if you were to ask me. You also have to respect the likes of Yoenis Cespedes of the Detroit Tigers. I mean, he's a great player. There are just so many guys. I mean, I'm just struggling right here. Well, who do you have in the outfield right now?
For the American League?
Correct.
I would definitely have to take, what's his name? J.D. Martinez. I mean, this guy, he's turning into one of my favorite players of the whole league. But other than him, I mean, Adam Jones, Jacoby Ellsbury, all these guys have really shown that they're deserving of an all-star spot.
I mean, I've narrowed down that I have one spot. I'm taking Jake Marisnik of the Astros and Adam Jones. Now, I'm struggling on just this one more spot. I mean, it's really hard for me right now. I mean, I'm sort of liking Josh Reddick. He's a great player for the Oakland Athletics. But then I remember there's a guy named Jacoby Ellsbury out there. But I've narrowed it down, and I just am really in love with the player named Hanley Ramirez in the outfield. So my three guys are going to Cincinnati: Jake Mersnick, Adam Jones, and Hanley Ramirez. I forget. Well, did you mention your American League outfielders?
Was it J.D. Martinez? Who else? Adam Jones and Jacoby Ellsbury. Have to
all
go
right
with them.
So we agree on Adam Jones, by Hanley and Jake Mersnick going. Now, the National League is also tough. I mean, there's a ton of great talent. Matt Holliday, Angel Pagan, Nick Markakis, Starling Marte, the obvious Giancarlo Stanton, Justin Upton, not his brother, Melvin Upton Jr. And then you also have Matt Kemp, who's right up there in his revamped Padres team, and he's doing outstanding right now. And you have Billy Hamilton, who you can't forget is a hometown favorite for the Cincinnati Reds. You also have the likes of Gregory Polanco, the Pirates, who has 7 stolen bases already. He's only 6 behind Billy Hamilton. And then, I mean, who can forget Nori Aoki for the San Francisco Giants? There's just so much talent that is around National League outfield. It's just outstanding, and I don't understand how we as analysts can decide. I mean, I'm stuck on 4 people right now. I have starring Marte, Giancarlo Stanton, Matt Kemp, and Nori Aoki. So I'm going to let you take it away, and then I'll narrow it down a little bit more when after you tell me yours.
Well, I mean, I think, did you not even mention Andrew McCutchen? I mean, I know he's struggling for his life, but, I mean, you know he's going to have to turn it on sometime. So I don't think, I wouldn't think it would be such of a surprise if you saw him making the cut. But, I mean, you look down, I would have to go with Matt Holliday, Angel Pagan, who's batting 341, and then Matt Kemp or someone else like. Yeah, I'll just have to go with them.
I mean, I think I found my one guy that I've fallen in love with right now, and that is Matt Kemp. Now, I've narrowed it down to I still have Starling Marte, Giancarlo Stanton, and Nori Aoki. And, I mean, it's hard for me because all these players are great. Now, I mean, I'm sort of starting to like Nori Aoki a little bit more. Said I already going, I'm set on Matt Kemp. And, I mean, Stanton and Marte are just so impressive. Stanton with the pop that he has. And then Marte with the speed on the bases, and he has some pop too. But in my mind, at the end of the day, I mean, you just got to wake up and see what's going on right now. And quite frankly, I believe I'm going to have to come back to this because I'm stuck on Marte, Stanton, and Nori Aoki. So I will come back to this at the very end of our selection. All right, so now I guess that is the end of our selection, and I'm going to ask for help from you, Will. Who would you pick out, Starling Marte, Giancarlo Stanton, and Nori Aoki?
I mean, all three are great ballplayers, and who will definitely deserve an all-star spot in this early season, but, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton, I mean, this guy can hit the baseball a mile, and I think you would have to give him a spot.
And then you have Nori Aoki and Starling Marte. Who do you take out of that group?
I don't know. I mean, I think if Marte keeps producing runs like he has, then I think he'll definitely get the call.
All right, so I'm going to go over my guys one more time. At first, in the American League, I have Mark Teixeira. At second, Jose Altuve. Short, Jose Iglesias. Third, Josh Donaldson. Catching, Stephen Vogt. DHing, Nelson Cruz, and in the outfield, Jake Mrazek, Adam Jones, and Hanley Ramirez. For the National League, Adrian Gonzalez at first, D. Gordon at second, Adani Hatcheria at short, Todd Frazier at third, J.K. Pierzynski catching, no DH, and Max Kemp, John Carlson, and Sonny Marte are going to be in the outfield. Now, I mean, this is probably the longest that we've ever gone on the show. We have 90 seconds left. The producer just told us. So, I mean, thank you for tuning in to MLB Central. I'd like to thank Ethan Taylor, Kathleen George, and Brandon Thacker for helping with planning and production of MLB Central tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. You can tune in to MLB Central. Sorry, we're going to not going to be 6:30 to 7 p.m. It's going to be a special, another 11 p.m. show due to Will's track meet and I have a baseball game. All listeners, please follow MLB Central on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL, as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Again, this is MLB Central. We broadcast half an hour every weekday. I'm Benson Zetcher. My co-host is Will Macon. Leave an email to MLBCentral1@gmail.com. Have a great day. Before we leave you, time to say something else.
It's a 6-5 game with base loaded and two outs in an inning to count Ike Davis in the Oakland Athletics Angels game. That is my closing statement.
My closing statement is a plethora of amazing outfielders in the National League. It's just so hard to decide if you're a fan trying to go to whoever you want to get. All right. Dr. My closing is Will Macklin. Have a great day.
See you.